to Malachi chapter number 3. Malachi chapter number 3, we want to look at verse 16 this morning. The Bible says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help on this thought. God remembers our words and deeds. God remembers our words and deeds. As we look at this and we begin to see, God begins to speak here, and Malachi begins to write here, and of course under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he begins to write about these God-fearers, these that fear God. Now, they weren't quaking in their shoes because of God who he was, but they had a reverent fear of God. In other words, they had a great respect for God. What we're missing in America today, what we're missing in homes today, what we're missing in churches today, and what we're missing in our lives today is a reverent fear for God. Nobody fears God no more. They think we can do what we want to and say what we want to and everything's okay. But I won't say in the eyes of God, it's not. The Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we need will be added to us." Why are we coming up lacking today? It's because we don't seek the righteousness of God, what's right with him. So we see here in the Word of God, I won't say today ain't no different from any other day. In Malachi's time, it was the same way. Amen. Of course, the Bible says it waxed worse and worse in the end, and we're seeing that. Evil is all around us. Amen. Just adversity on every hand. People rising up more wicked than they've ever been. Amen. And they choose to be that way. But God Almighty has a way of changing. You say, "Preacher, what's going to change it?" When we get a reverent fear of God in our hearts, we start telling people how good God is. Amen. To us. How we start bragging on his name. And Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." We need a drawing today like we've never needed before. We need it at my house. We need it at your house. We need God's house. We need it at the White House. Amen. We need the touch of God again. And it's going to take a reverent fear of God to get it done. Amen. So we see God's fearers, praise God, here in verse 16. He said, "Then they that feared the Lord." So we see those that feared the Lord. Amen. And we saw that Bible says that their continual fellowship. He said he's spoken often one to another. They was a continual fellowship in those that feared God. Amen. I want to say they ought to be a continual fellowship to those people that fear God. Those people that fear God, that's looking for his coming, that know what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary. And praise God, when we come together, we ought to come together. Amen. We ought to be seeking a fellowship that's continual. Amen. Not just on Sunday mornings, not just on Sunday evenings, not on Wednesday night, but we ought to seek a fellowship with each other all the time. Amen. We ought to have a common communion, praise God, between us. A fellowship, a union between the people of God. I want to say, praise God, when you give a fellowship in God, in Christ, people, it's a fellowship that shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't be broken, praise God, if we trust in the Lord in a reverent fear. Seeking God, praise God, in all that we endeavor to do. Instead of talking about people, we'd be talking to Jesus about them. Amen. We'd be lifting them up to the Lord, asking God to help them. Amen. Give them the direction that they need. Praise God. We'd be loving them, those that's lost, loving them in, praise God, instead of trying to condemn them in. We'd look at people differently. Praise God. And we'd see them as how we used to be. Praise God. The reason we can't get along with people today is because they're lost without God. They're just like you used to be when you was lost. Amen. Amen. What we need is a good dose of salvation to realize, praise God, that that's what they need also. And you get in, praise God, then there'll be a continual fellowship. We begin to fellowship one with another in the fear of the Lord. You say, "Preacher, how does that happen?" Praise God, because they were made because they're born again believers, because they feared the Lord. They had been made spiritually alive. Amen. I won't say today there's a lot of people, the reason they are the way they are is because they're spiritually dead. Amen. They're dead men walking. Amen. They're dead men walk in this world. They're spiritually dead. They don't have the Lord in their hearts. Amen. That's why they do wicked things. That's why they say wicked things. That's why their deeds are evil. Because they have the wrong spirit in them. You say, preacher, what spirit they got? They got the spirit of the devil. Amen. They got the spirit of Antichrist in them. The Bible said, Paul said, it's already here. John said, it's already here. They said, it's already here, that spirit of Antichrist. We push God away. We push the Savior away. And we need Him like we've never needed Him before. Amen. And He's here. He said He'd not leave us nor forsake us. That He would always be with us. Amen. Everywhere you go, there He is. Ain't you glad for that? Whenever you need Him, praise God, you can call upon Him, know that He'll be there. But we see these were made spiritually alive. They were seeking others, praise God. They were seeking out others. They spake often to one another, praise God. They were seeking others to communicate and praise God and worship together. Amen. To lift up the Lord together. Amen. Just to edify one another. I want to say if there's ever been a time that the church needs to be encouraging each other, it's the day and hour that we live. Churches ought to come together like we used to do in days of old and lift up our voices and shout and praise God and give Him glory from the pulpit and from the pew. And Lord, just praise God. One more time, youngins. God's not dead, but He's alive today. And He ought to be alive in your heart. And if you ain't alive in your heart, if you ain't got victory this morning, y'all just come out of there, praise God. Come to an old fashioned holler and say, Lord, just fill me to overflowing. Fill me again, God. You know why we don't get help from the Lord? Because we don't bring kindling, praise God. We've let the fires go out down the house of God. And it bothers my heart because we've let the fires go out in the house of God. Our homes are probably cold as dungeons. Amen. We need the fire of God. We need the power of God. We need the love of God. We need the things of God at the house of God. Amen. We can come in and warm up and rekindle, praise God. But I'll tell you, you know what it takes? All it takes is just a little bit of kindling, a little bit of firewood from each and every one of us, a little bit of input, and the next thing you know, we got a blazing fire burning. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about wildfire. I'm talking about fire and the power of the Holy Spirit. When God begins to move, God begins to touch, we begin to see the mighty hand of God one more time on the hearts and the minds of His people. We begin to get excited and we get the Kate Hippets and we don't care. Amen. We just begin to brag on Jesus because we know who He is. And we know what He's done. And we know that He can do it again. Amen. Amen. The devil wants to beat us down. The devil wants to dissuade us. The devil wants to tell you, why don't you just quit? Why don't you give up? Listen, there's no place to quit. Amen. I've told many, many old saints of God as they was pressing through the last leg of the journey, just about to give up, just about to quit. And I've told them, I said, listen, saint of God, you've got to go just a little further. And they just went, like, well, why, preacher? Why try anymore? I'm not able to do much. I'm saying we do it because Jesus never quit on us. Jesus went just, glory, hallelujah. He went just a little further. I won't tell youngins, with the help of the Lord this morning, we just sort of go on just a little further. Amen. That old song, Farther Along, it gets better. Amen. Praise God. It gets closer. It gets more real. The lives of God's people, praise God. So we see that spiritual life. We see that seeking fellowship. Amen. You said, you know why we don't have it? Because we lack commitment. We lack commitment today. We're not committed to the church. We're not committed to the Lord. We're not committed to each other. Hello? As old brother James, you say, oh me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have to have a commitment, God, to the Lord. And when we commit ourselves from Him, praise God, and we resist the devil, the Bible says he'll flee from us. What we need today is liberty in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the liberty that we receive is when we commit ourselves to Him. And when we commit ourselves to Him, and we commit ourselves to church, and we commit ourselves to each other, praise God, things click along well. Amen. God gets glory. And we shout and praise and give Him all the glory and honor that He deserves. Because He deserves it all. Amen. He's so good to us. So see, when we get that commitment, when you have a commitment, that fellowship comes. Amen. You know what bothers me today? I don't know why I'm going this direction. What bothers me today is you see all these young couples and they instead of getting married, they just shack up. Hello? Bible says that's wrong. He said the marriage bed is undefiled. Amen? Praise God. Oh gosh, preacher, you've done killed it now. Amen. Every one of us know people with shacking up. But you know why they do it? Because it's a lack of commitment. Had a lady tell just the other day, well, you know, we're going to get married this fall, but you know, if it don't work, oh well. I said, you need to forget it. Amen. Don't even think, if you're not willing to make a commitment now, just forget it. Don't enter into it. But in our Christian's life, we've got to have a commitment to the Lord. Because God remembers, praise God, what we say. God remembers what we do, and we need to be sincere in our saying. We need to be sincere in our doing. Amen? So God can get the glory. So that we can have fellowship one with another. Amen? When a husband and a wife make a commitment to each other, in marriage, the Bible says two become one. Amen. Those cords of life are twined together, praise God. And if we twine together and we realize that it's meant to be forever, it's hard for the devil to break. Amen. Me and my wife, when I asked her to marry me, before I asked her, I said, now listen, I will tell you before I say this, I do not believe in divorce. Amen. So it ain't going to happen. And then I said, will you marry me? And she said, yes. And I've told her, amen, I know she gets frustrated with me. I get frustrated with me too. But I told her, I said, if you ever decide to leave me, you've got to give me a week's notice. Amen. She said, a week's notice? Why? I said, because I'm going to pack. I'm going with you. Amen. And we're in this thing, praise God, through the duration forever, praise the Lord. And we made a commitment to each other. And if we get problems, we can't get deal, we difficult, we're going to ask God to help us and we're going to press on. Amen. I want to say a marriage, a communion with God is none less than a marriage between God and God's people and each other. We have to make a commitment to each other and be in it for the duration. Amen. Amen. That's why you young people, listen, don't go find you a girlfriend. Ask God to give you one. Amen. Hey, listen, you go, what's happening? People's going out there, and I don't know why we're going this direction. Somebody's saying about getting married, you ought to give it up, praise God, if you ain't going to let God help you in it. Amen. Praise God, it's a challenge, it's a work, it's an everyday encounter. But God Almighty said, praise God, if we'll seek the Lord, and we'll ask God to give us that person He'd have us to be with, then He will take charge. And He'll help us, praise God, to make it work. In our relationship with Christ Jesus, in our fellowship with one another, when we make a commitment to each other, praise God, to the Lord and each other, God will make it work. Amen. Amen. Then you don't have churches busting up and splitting off and tearing off and everything else like they're so apt to do. Amen. Praise God. I want to say God Almighty will be in charge. God Almighty will be in control. God Almighty will take the helm, praise God, and He'll take us in the way, you in the way, us in the way we need to go. God will get glory out of our lives. Well, I appreciate Him this morning, don't you? That's fellowship that we have with the Lord. Praise God. It was because of that spiritual life that they have, that had been made spiritually alive. Because they had been made spiritually alive, praise God. The Bible says they begin to meditate on the things of God. Amen. Begin to meditate on things of God. He said, and they thought upon His name. Amen. I don't know about you, I get to going down the road and all of a sudden, Brother Mike, I just get to thinking about Jesus. I get to thinking about God. I get to thinking how good He's been to me. I get to thinking about where He brought me from, where He saved my soul, praise God, from the devil's hell. I was doomed and damned, but Jesus Christ come to my heart, praise God, through the Holy Spirit of God and said, you don't have to go to hell. Amen. Amen. Guess what? I ain't. Amen. Praise God. I've been made fireproof by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And fire cannot kindle on the blood of Christ. When I get within myself and I do things I oughtn't to do, I say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me, a sinner. You say, preacher, I can't believe you said that. You know, I'm saved. I'm not a sinner. Praise God. Amen. Listen to me. You're just an old sinner saved by grace. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we'll sin till we get out of here. Paul was one of the greatest Christians, one of the greatest men of God ever lived. He said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. He said, I'm caught up in this flesh, and I'm in a mess. He said, who can deliver me from the body of this death? Amen. He said, oh, through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. He is my deliverer. He is the one, praise God, that's able to fix it up. When we meditate upon the things of God, the Bible says they thought upon His name. Amen. It's good to go down the road, to ride around, or to be in the house, or be in the study, or be at the barn. Amen. Just be at the barn, praise God, and God just begin to... I was up there the other day, and I just began to look around. The creek was down there, and it was a running, and the woods and the birds was chirping. The sun was shining. I said, glory, hallelujah. What a God, amen, to love us enough to give us all this to enjoy. And we just praise His holy name. We thank Him for it. We think upon Him, praise God. They fixed their minds upon God. How do we commit to Him? We fix our mind upon God. We make Him that priority that I've talked about. We forget about priorities, which is an oxymoron, and we get a priority, which is Christ. And we live for Him, praise God. And He loves on us, and He helps us, and He protects us, and He gives us that we need. We do it with the right attitude. You know, your attitude makes all the difference this morning. Your attitude, the way you live and the way you love. Amen. And how much you appreciate the Lord. How much we think upon Him. Amen. The Bible says, Malachi says here that the attitude is makes a big difference. We see the different attitude, even with the priest here in Malachi chapter number 1. In Malachi chapter number 1, we see the priest, and these were religious people. Hello? Sometimes we get to be religious people and we think we've got the key to this thing. Everything going to run well now. Amen. But we have to, religious people, if we're going to be religious, we have to realize our religion is faith in Christ Jesus. And faith in what He done on Calvary, faith in His death, burial, and His resurrection. Our faith is in His righteousness and not ours. Amen. But these priests, they begin to think upon themselves, and they had a bad attitude toward God. Amen. The Bible says they even, in Malachi chapter 1, they even despise God's name. Amen. Verse number 6. Amen. They despise. He said, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name? He said, O priest, thou despisest my name. We're very careful. Hey, we'll despise God's name. He said, preacher, I've never despised God's name. Yeah, when we reject it, put it away, and we make everything else our priority, we're despising the name of Jesus. We're making it less than first. Amen. We're making it less than first. We're despising. They despised His name. Not only did they despise His name, but they looked on His table, praise God, with contempt. The table that God had set, the table that God required, they looked on it with contempt. Verse number 7, in Malachi 1, He said, you offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted it, thee? He said, that you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. They had contempt for the Lord's table. Amen. They had contempt for the Lord's table. They had contempt for what God was blessing them with. We got to be careful, youngins, that we don't take for granted all the blessings of God that He's blessing us with. Amen. That He's pouring out upon us because they're treasures from heaven. Amen. In the coffers of God. He's opened up. He's pouring them out. But they looked on them with contempt. Verse number 12, He said, but ye have profaned it, in that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even His meat, is contemptible. Said, we don't like the things that God's doing. You know what they're doing? They're doing like today. They're saying, you know what? Maybe we need to do this in a different way. You know, a different form and a different fashion. Bible said that we're supposed to come together and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Spirit of God, speaking our hearts through the truth of His Word. The Bible says it makes us free to worship Him and praise Him like we ought to. But these priests, they had the contempt for the Lord. Praise God, they had a bad attitude toward the things of God. They even offered up sorry sacrifices. Now, we would never do that. Right? We're going to always give God our best. You know, our best smile and our best attitude. Amen. Praise God. Our best conversation. Hello? Come on now. Help me. Somebody say amen, preacher. Amen. Glory to God. We're always going to give God our best, offer all our best sacrifices. But listen to what he said in verse number 8. He said, and if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is that not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is that not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. He said, listen, how you act, how you react, what you have to offer. Would you want to offer that up? And would you want to be present in the presence of the president? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'd never act like that if I was standing before the president. Amen. If I was standing before the governor of North Carolina, I'd never act. We'd probably act worse. Amen. Knowing who they are. Amen. But he said, if you wouldn't offer this stuff up, if you were standing before royalty, he said, why would you want to offer it up when you're standing before God? Why would you offer God second best when He's promised He'll help us to give Him our all? The very best that we can be in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you've offered up sorry, defiled sacrifices. I'm afraid, young, listen, as a church, if we ain't careful, we offer up sorry, defiled sacrifices. Amen. Praise God. We ought to offer sacrifices of praise and sacrifices of love and sacrifices of pleasure and sacrifices of goodness and goodwill. Amen. Things that help and encourage and edify and lift up. Hello? Amen. 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 You say, preacher, how do you do that? With the help of the Lord. Amen. Just we can't do it by ourselves. Amen. In order to live and love and have a fellowship that we need with Christ and each other, we can't have. Now, let me just say, I say about every service, I'm going to say it again. Till we learn to love Jesus like He loves us, we won't know how to love each other. But when we love Jesus because He first loved us and we love Him, praise God, He said we're supposed to love our neighbors like He has loved us unconditionally. Amen. Don't put conditions on it. Somebody told me the other day. Now, listen to me, church. Somebody told me that they said, you know, preacher, I'd go to church. But when I go to church, they look on me. And he's got tattoos and stuff all over and everything. And he said, people look at me and I feel like they're judging me, not because of what I am on the inside, what I am now, but what I used to be. I said, son, just come to church. Praise God. We'll love you we'll love you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. It's not about that outward man, praise God, but it's about that inward person that God's a looking at. Amen. Amen. A lot of us have made mistakes. Amen. A lot of us have lived in sin. A lot of us have defiled our bodies. The Bible says our body is a temple of the Lord, whose temple you are. I know it bothers me too when you have our young people putting tattoos and things all over them. It bothers me. Because you are the temple of God. If you want to be seen, praise God, just love Jesus to be real in your life. They begin to see Jesus, they'll see you, praise God. I guarantee you the world that we live in will see you. When you got a world, praise God, where it says 52% are now professed Christians, we're at a divide. Amen. And if there's ever been a time that they need to see the Christian shine, it's now in the day that we live. We need to let our light shine so that the world can see. Amen. So they offer up bad. We're not offering bad sacrifices. Amen. We're offering the sacrifices unto the Lord. But we see the God-fearers. And they begin to cry out. The Bible says God heard and hearkened. Amen. Praise God. But that God heard and hearkened unto their voice. They begin to cry out. They begin to pray. They begin to agonize with God. And God heard their cries. Amen. What's needed in the world and iron we live in is people of God crying out to God again. Prayer time. Me time. That's what work. We need to see our children saved, our loved ones saved, our spouses saved. Praise God, our mamas, our daddies, our mamas, papas. We need to see them saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. We need to see that today. There needs to be a change, and that change has to take place in us. But that God said, but God heard and He hearkened unto them. In other words, what the Bible says is God listened to them. Amen. And their speech was pleasing to God. God liked what He heard. Amen. When we fall on our face and we realize that we're not God and He is, that we are sinful, praise God, but He's not, that we need help, praise God, and He's the one that can give it. Amen. When we realize that He is God, and besides Him, there's no other. Amen. And He's a jealous God. He don't like it when you play God. Amen. He wants to be your God. He wants to be my God. He wants to help us. And so they cried out, then He hearkened to them because their speeches was pleasing to His ear. Now the words of the wicked, the Bible says, Malachi had wearied God. He was weary of heaven. Chapter number 2 and verse 17, He said, "Ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied Him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment?" We're living a day and hour, people say, well, you know, preacher, that's old-timey preaching when you say that God is a judge of this world, that God hates sin, that God's going to judge sin, that God's going to judge people that live in sin. I want to say God is a God of judge. God is a God of wrath. But God is a God of love, praise God, that'll bring us out of our sin, out of our iniquity, bring us into a place of peace in our heart and joy in our soul, rejoicing in God Almighty. Amen. Lifting Him up, praising Him, praise God. Amen. Deferring from the sinful things of this world. Amen. We won't keep it caught up in the easy believing. So, well, you know, God loves us all, for God so loved the world He gave His only begotten. Says, whosoever believe in Him, so I believe in Him, so I'm okay. Amen. I can continue in my bottle. I can continue in my drugs. I can continue in my whoredoms. I can continue in all the things I've been doing, and it'll be all right. I won't say it's not all right. If there's no change, there's not a chance. Amen. Amen. God changes us from the inside out. Praise God. Our attitude will be changed. Your want-tos will be changed. Amen. Praise God. My want-tos, your want-tos will be changed. God heard them, praise God. He heard the wicked. Amen. They wearied the Lord. He said, your voices have been stout against Him, verse number 13. He said, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. He said, you spoke against me. If we ain't careful, you say, preacher, I'd never speak against the Lord. If we begin to proclaim there's things that's right, that's wrong, then you're speaking against God. You're speaking against His holy word. You're changing. Now listen to me. You're changing God's word. Amen. Who are we to change God's word? Amen. Who are we to speak out the stout things against Him, things that He said, praise God, things that He's positive. I want to say this blessed old book is black and white. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no room for error, praise God, because God says what He says and He means what He says.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He makes the difference. Praise God. But He said the words of the righteous, that words of the righteous, that righteous remnant pleased Him. Amen. Praise God. Said it pleased Him so much that He wrote a book on it and recorded it. Amen. He said a book of remembrance. So I told you, God remembers our words and our deeds. He remembers so well that He writes it down. He records it. Now listen to me. Think about everything you've said. Think about everything you've done. It's all recorded. God keeps accurate records. Amen. Praise God. Those things that we've done that's contrary to God and man, praise the Lord, it's all there. You say, how do I fix that? By going to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. Amen. Because it's all recorded. It's all written down. In a book of remembrance, praise God. That book of remembrance, amen, it ain't on a shelf collecting dust somewhere. You know where it's at? Look what it says in verse 16. He said, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord. So he wrote it in his book, and he's got it right near him. Amen. He's got it where he can evaluate it, where he can keep up with it. Nobody's going to steal it. Nobody's going to erase it. Nobody's going to change it. Because God has the authority. Amen. Praise God. And he's got it. He's keeping it near him. Perfect record of everything you do and everything I do. Kind of scary, ain't it? But God Almighty loves us. Praise God. That's why he does it. Amen. He says in the Bible, there's a book of life. Amen. And another book that he records all our deeds in. The book of life is where he writes down, in the Lamb's book of life, where he writes down the name of those that's been born again. Been saved by the marvelous grace of God. Do you know there's a place in there for every name of every person that's ever been born? Amen. A place for every name. And if you don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, it's not his fault, it's yours. Because you've rejected the Lamb of God. He said there's a place for every name. He said even in the great white throne judgment, when they judge the wicked dead, amen, thank God I'm not going to be among that number. Amen, I'm going to be judgment seat of Christ, praise God, for what I've done after I saved. But in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, the Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works, to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now watch this. And whosoever... Now what did we say in John 3:16? That the Lord loved us, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. But he said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. He said, God Almighty has written it down. He's recorded it. The names are written in the book. A book of life, where we record our name when we're saved, and all the deeds that we've done. Amen. And those that are not saved, that brought up out of the pit and out of hell itself and delivered, death and hell, praise God, they were stood and are judged out of that other book. Somebody tried to tell me today, said, well, preacher, I've been a good, pretty good person. Pretty good won't get you to heaven. He said, preacher, I've done good deeds. I've helped all over the place. I've given money to this and I've given money to that and I've helped over here and I've volunteered time here. That ain't good enough. The only thing that'll get your name written in that Lamb's Book of Life is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are we saved through faith. Not of works. Not of works. Amen. Once we're saved, said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He said, that's where we begin to work good. That's where we begin to... He records those good deeds we had. Praise God, because we do it for his glory. Not for us, not for me or you. So he judges the good deeds, whether they're good or bad. Amen. See, God's not deaf to our conversation. He hears what we're saying. Amen. God hears everything that we say. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, he said, for of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. He's talking about that good man. And from the abundance of his heart, the mouth speaketh. What's coming out of our mouth? What are we saying? What is our conversation like? I like it when we just pile up and just brag on Jesus all day. Amen. Praise God. I get in trouble sometimes. I get talking about Jesus and I forget about what time it is, what I'm doing. Amen. Praise God. God be the glory. It's His time anyway, right? Amen. But we have to be careful. But God's not deaf. He's not deaf to our conversation. Amen. Praise God. He said, we'll be judged by every idle word. Matthew chapter 12 and 56 or 36. Every idle word that we speak will be judged. Amen. God's hearing. He's listening. He's recording it. It's going to be a playback one day. But I'm glad I'm going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. Praise God. Where none of that matter. Just what I did after Jesus saved me. Praise God. And the works I do. Praise. And I just hope I do good works for Him. That he'd get all the glory. Because God is not deaf to our conversation. But he's also not blind to our actions. Amen. He knows what we're doing. Our actions and our reactions. He knows what we're doing. He knows how we do, how we act and react. He's not blind. He sees what we do. He don't miss one thing. Amen. These little youngins, they tickle me. They sneak around and they learn it early. They'll kind of sneak around and do, you know, something when they catch you not looking, and they'll glance out of the corner of their eye. Allie's already doing it. She ain't two yet. Kind of glance out of the end of her eye and see if Papaw's looking. And then you look at her and she said, "Papaw." Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you ain't there yet, you will be. And you say, "It's okay, honey, just go ahead." That's all right. Me and Grant will put it back together when you leave. It'll be okay. We'll figure it. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we learn. Praise God. We know he said the people do things because, and they know their deeds are evil. Amen. That God knows our actions. In Hebrews chapter number 4, let me just give you this right quickly and I'm done. Hebrews chapter number 4, the Bible says in verse number 12, Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 12. And old Schofield's on page 1294 if you want to get there. The Bible says, "For the Lord is quick, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit." Amen. To dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Praise God. And of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner, now watch this, of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God. See, God gives us His Word, and it divides us, praise God, and it helps us. It don't divide us from each other. It divides us from who we are as a human being. And it takes us away from the bad things and draws us nigh to the good things if we'll just heed the Spirit. As God begins to manifest Himself to us. That's a message for tonight anyway, praise God. But that's what happens. He said, "Neither is there any creature." Now watch this. We say, "Well, preacher, that don't apply to me." He said, "Well, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight." You think you get out there and God don't see you? He does. Newsflash. Jesus is watching you. Amen. God is watching you. He sees everything you do and hears everything you say. Amen. Makes you think about it, don't it? He said, "But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." He said, it's all out in the open. He said, there's no covering for it. He said, you can't hide under a blanket. Amen. You can't hide behind a wall. Amen. You can't go hide in your car and pout. He sees you even there. And it's a God. He said that every creature, all of creation is open. It's manifest inside, and it's open and naked. It's revealed. Everything's revealed. Open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He sees us, and He sees us as we are. See, God remembers our words. He remembers our deeds. He's recorded it well. He's not blind. Amen. He's not deaf. He's not a senile man, but He's God Almighty who loves us and cares for us and is there to help us, you and me, if we'll seek His help. If we'll know and realize, listen to me, church, and I'm done. If we know and realize today that He's watching us and He sees us, and it's not to beat us down, but it's for your and my benefit, so that God can help us to be more like Him, so we can have joy unspeakable in our hearts. So we can live in joy, and we can live in peace, and we can live in harmony with God Almighty, God's creation, and each other for God's glory. Just seeking His face, amen, realizing that He is God. Not being like these old, vile, disgusting people that were disallowing God and despising God and counting God as contemptible. Amen. But being on God's side. You know why people think that way? Because they're on the wrong side. But praise God, when you get on God's side and you realize and you start recording the wonderful, marvelous things that God has done for us, then we start saying, glory, praise His name. What a Savior, what a Lord. What He showed us, what He's manifest to us, what we see, what we know. It's Him.
And one day, listen to me, one day we'll be with Him where He is. Because that's what Jesus' high priestly prayer was all about. He said, Lord, that they be, those that You give me, will be with me where I am. Where's Jesus today? Sitting right hand on the throne of God, the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God, overshadowing that street of gold and that river of life. Praise God, that flows freely from the fountain of grace.